On Wednesday, June 28th, The Only Cafe, a bar and restaurant located on Hunter Street in downtown Peterborough, unveiled their brand new sign. This is the third sign that The Only has had since opening in Peterborough in 1990, and much like its previous signs, it is much more than your standard sign stating the name of the business. This is a piece of local art. This sign is actually a painting done by local artist John Kleimenhag, a painter, musician, and a regular customer of The Only Cafe. His connections to The Only and to the Peterborough arts community made him a great candidate for creating the new sign.
Yeah, so there are now two paintings that I did hanging up in The Only, and Jerome said, hey, we're thinking about redoing the sign. Would you be interested? I was like, well, maybe. And I thought about it for a while and then did some designs and said, yeah, okay, I think I have an idea for it. Mm-hmm. And I went in and presented the idea, and they said, yeah, that's good, but no scenes of the outside of Peterborough. We want scenes from inside. And I was like, oh, cool, okay, how will I approach that? And then I was like, no, there's all these, you know, historical photos and things inside, so I tried to take images that would sort of present some of the flavor of the place. And then, yeah, about 4 months of honing that down and trying to make it inclusive of, you know, a variety of human experiences.
Since moving to Peterborough in 2001, Kleimenhag has been a prominent figure in the arts community. He has played in multiple bands, and at one time, he had his work up in a gallery on Hunter Street, right across the street from The Only. And because this is radio, you can only hear me and I can't show you anything, but I think it would be helpful to have an idea of what the painting looks like. So, I asked Kleimenhag to try to describe it for you.
So, it's a number of repeated spaces, sort of two-dimensional sort of topological spaces, and then they're shifted in scale. It's from a project I worked on with a group of people in Victoria in the late 90s.
Kleimenhag felt that he needed this piece to be more than just a sign that says the name. He wanted it to be a continuation of the inside.
And the idea of a sign, of course, is that it's just a sign. And I was like, well, everybody knows what this place is. So how far can I break up that series of letters in a painting so you're not just reading the sign, you're actually in a space, mm-hmm. which is the immersion of walking through the door is kind of overwhelming if you've never been there.
While speaking to Kleimenhag, it was very clear to me that he had a personal connection to The Only, and that he was passionate about making the sign a reflection of the place and the people inside. So, I went to The Only to talk to some regulars about the sign, about the artist, and about the place. One such customer was Malcolm Byard, who has frequented The Only for 19 years.
I really, really like it. It's not as elusive as the old sign was. So the old sign was, you had to know where you were going to get here. Where it's like Gordon Best Theater. It's like, and then there was the sign of a streetscape. But you couldn't really tell. This is The Only Cafe in Peterborough. Like, I don't know what that was. Where this is very much so. It's still a little elusive in its graphics, but it's definitely representational of the space.
I also spoke to Sam Sayer, someone who has been around The Only for 25 years and worked at the cafe from 2006 to 2010.
To my knowledge, The Only Cafe has always been a hub of art and culture, and it's something that always attracted me to it. And I can remember having dreams when I was a teenager that someday I'd produce a piece of art that I could secretly place on the front door that Jerome would find and hang in there, and I would be a superstar in my own mind. It's such a hub that I think John captured that in the way he's displayed the word The Only Cafe. Joel and Bryden's previous sign for The Only was obviously a very beautiful painting leading to the cafe, and I think it was a nice graduation from her to John's piece. Mm-hmm.
Those were just two impressions of Climate Hegg's painting, and it seemed that everyone around the place had their own interpretation of the sign, which is, according to Climate Hegg, essential to public art like this painting.
Painting, right, you're building on history. Mm-hmm. It's not just self-expression. I mean, that we can't help that. Everybody is expressing themselves because that's all they do. So when you're making a painting that size and about a specific place, trying to include as much of the historicity, right, is I think important, because then it allows for more interpretations, and everyone can find something in it completely different, which they're going to do anyways, but yeah.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ontario.